I've never looked forward to Christmas quite like I have this year. I guess before there were too many things crowding my mind, too many priorities out of order. I see things differently now, understand some things, you know. It's mostly because of something that happened last Christmas. My wife and I live in Pontiac, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. I'd just gotten a small promotion at work, a good break considering I was laid off for 3 months that summer. I'd taken our two sons out to the country to spend part of their Christmas vacation with their grandparents. That gave Jennifer time to finish some last-minute Christmas shopping and me time to get my mind off the huge stack of paperwork I'd brought home from the office. At last, Christmas Eve was just a day away. Jennifer was running around frantically, packing whatever it is women pack, getting ready for the long drive to her folks' farm to spend the holiday weekend together as a family. Before long, she came out with two bulging suitcases and dropped them down in the corner.
Well, that ought to be about everything.
Did you remember my slippers? Those wood floors at the farm are so cold.
Yep.
How about extra socks?
Yes, Adam.
You think your dad will want to have another one of those ping pong tournaments?
Are you kidding? Ping pong is his life. He's probably been in training for weeks.
You're right. Better take my new paddle. Gives me a better backspin.
Oh, honestly, a grown man.
Hey, I love the thrill of victory, but I'm not exactly into the agony of defeat. Here's the game.
Are you watching another game? Don't those guys ever get a day off? I was hoping you'd come to Olson's with me. We just have a few more things to get. We got the kids their toys, but I thought a couple of shirts and some socks might be nice, too. You know, something they need.
Honey, do you mind?
And I still want to get that plate for my mother. The one with the Norman Rockwell painting on it. And we still need to get something nice for the gift exchange.
Jen, all I want to do is see the rest of this game. Is that so terrible? Couldn't you just... All right!
Adam, couldn't the wide world of sports get just a little narrower? Just this once?
Okay. There. Are you ready? Let's go.
Don't get angry.
I'm not angry. You wanted to go Christmas shopping? Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, honey. Cheer up. It's Christmas.
I heard. It made all the papers. When we finally got to Olson's, it seemed like the entire population of Pontiac was there to meet us. There we were, just us, crammed into a three-story building with a few thousand of our friends and neighbors. But Jennifer had a game plan.
While I'm in housewares, why don't you run down and get something for the gift exchange? Then we can meet in children's clothing and send everything off for gift wrapping. Oh, don't forget you wanted to get some extra film for the camera and an extra gallon of antifreeze in case we're running low.
It was 2 days till Christmas, and I wondered if we'd get out of the store by Easter. Finally, with a stack of boxes piled up to my nose, Jennifer started leading me out to the car.
Adam, are you sure you can handle all that? Maybe you'd like me to take
a box. Just lead me on, and don't let me trip over any of Santa's little helpers. Really, it's not as heavy as it...
Oh, Adam, look out! If Mother's Norman Rockwell plate is broken...
Maybe you could get her a subscription to the Saturday Evening Post.
That's not funny.
Hey, it's only a plate.
You go back to the car and get the heat running. I'll be out in a minute.
Where are you going?
I've got to go back and get another plate. I won't be long.
Give me a break, Jen. I'll be paying off Christmas till the 4th of July. I didn't get that much of a raise, and we already got bills piled up.
All right, Adam. What do you want me to do? It's my mother's gift. Honey, you're right. Why don't we go home and have some hot apple cider? We'll get a fire going and just relax, okay?
Come on.
Where are you going?
Housewares.
Adam, it's okay. You don't have to
I know, I know. But I'll never hear the end of it if I don't. Besides, it's Christmas.
I know. I read the papers, too.
By the time I got dressed the next morning, Jennifer had already packed all the presents in the trunk of our car and had the back seat piled high with suitcases, and extra jackets, and boots, and blankets, some extra firewood, all topped off with a half-defrosted turkey and a Jell-O salad. I couldn't help wondering how she managed to accomplish so much so quickly. I mean, she had to sleep sometime. I guess I should have been more grateful for all the work she'd done, but my mind was too crowded with other things, like whether we'd get to her folks' house before it really started to snow. We were already well out of town. They were playing White Christmas on the radio. Jennifer was playing Sing Along with Bing.
And may all your Christmases be white.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, Jen. What you lack in talent, you make up for in volume.
Don't be rude.
You got any more of those little sandwiches?
Adam, those are for the family. I shouldn't have even opened them up. Now you'll probably eat them all.
Great. Just what I always wanted for Christmas. A blowout in a snowstorm. Yeah. You want to help me unload the stuff in the trunk so I can get to the spare? Jen? You okay?
Yeah.
Good. Then can you give me a hand?
It won't help.
Well, suit yourself. I'll just have to do it myself.
Adam, wait a minute.
What?
I got you this really nice present for Christmas. I wanted to surprise you. I needed a place to hide it, someplace you wouldn't look.
So?
So you just bought new tires. I didn't think you'd need the spare.
Wait a minute. You took out the... I don't believe this. You're kidding, right?
Adam...
Okay. What do you want me to do? We're out in the middle of nowhere. We haven't passed a house in half an hour, much less a gas station or a phone booth. It's 10 below outside, snowing like crazy and getting worse. I'm hardly dressed for a hike.
What are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait until somebody sees us and go for help. But you're the super planner. Why don't you organize your way out of this one?
Adam, I'm sorry. I just didn't think that we'd
That's it. You just didn't think. You just had to check one more thing off your little to-do list, and this is what happened.
I said I'm sorry. I just wanted to surprise
you. Well, congratulations. I'm surprised. Oh, boy. It's Christmas Eve. We're stuck in the snow with a flat tire. Surprise, Adam. I took out the spare. Gee, Jennifer. Thanks a lot. What is this thing you have about irritating me? Did you need a new hobby?
Adam!
You can't let anything be, or anyone. You're always going around fixing this, arranging that, or cleaning something. Everything always has to be perfect. If I pull a pair of socks out of the drawer and drop one, it'll be in the washer before it hits the floor. Does that sound normal to you?
I'm just trying to help.
Your kind of help makes me crazy.
Just what do I have to do to please you? I do everything I can to make things a little nicer for you and the kids. I work myself sick for you. Yes, Adam, whatever you want, Adam. But do you care? No, you even resent it. And since you got your big promotion, it's bad enough you're hardly ever home. But when you are, there's just no pleasing you. Nothing satisfies you. You won't even talk about it. I ask you what's wrong and you say nothing. And then you either hide in the study or watch TV. Well, forget it. If you're so determined to be angry and miserable, you can just do it by yourself.
Channel Time Skill.
Another storm. It's the Great Lakes area bringing heavy snow.
Can't we get any music on this thing?
Senator Dole.
It might be better not to drain the battery.
Adam.
What?
What if nobody stops and helps us?
Then we spend Christmas in a frozen Ford.
I'm serious. I read about a man who froze to death in a stalled car.
Come here. That better?
Uh-huh. Adam, I really do love you.
I know you do. I love you too. Why can't we spend more time like this at home?
Never gets this cold at home. I guess I'm a little afraid.
Don't worry. Somebody will be here before long.
No, not about that. About losing you.
Losing me?
It scares me when I can't seem to do anything right for you. Sometimes I feel like if I make one little mistake...
Like taking out the spare tire?
Yeah. Or if everything isn't just perfect.
Then what?
Then maybe you won't love me as much anymore.
That's why you run around like a blur all the time?
I suppose. Kinda dumb, huh?
You know, the more I think about it, the dumber it seems.
Gee, thanks.
No, not for you. For me. All these things you do, they're your way of saying, I love you. So what do? I tell you, quit it. It bothers me. Now we're talking dumb.
You mean you don't want me to quit?
Well, maybe you could slow down a little. Long enough for a hug, maybe? You know, you're crazy to think I'd ever stop loving you. I may not like you sometimes, but I always love you.
I know.
But you know, I've had some crazy moments myself.
Why, no, Adam, not you. Whatever could you mean?
No, seriously, there were times when I thought I'd lose you.
When?
Last summer, when I got laid off. I was sure that if the bills piled up high enough, you'd take the kids and leave me. I know it sounds silly, but I had nightmares about you getting a job and running off with your boss.
Oh, get serious.
No, really, I mean it.
Really?
Man. That's why this new promotion has me running in circles. Jen, I gotta make a go of it. I gotta make it work out. It still scares me to think I'm just a pink slip away from putting us all through that ordeal again.
So you put up with all the pressure. You do it for me and the kids. That's your way of saying I love you.
Yeah. I guess it is. Doesn't work real well, does it?
Not always. But at least now I get the message. By the way, thank you.
What for?
My Christmas present.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And, what would that be?
This road. The snow. You. What more could anyone want?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably settle for a tire patch and a bicycle pump at this point.
Hold me tight.
You two okay in there?
Yes, officer, we're fine. We had a flat, but no spare. It's
Okay, just stay put. I'll go call for a tow truck. You got AAA?
It didn't matter that we got to the farm a few hours late. We laughed together, shared a delicious meal, sat around the fire, swapping stories and roasting marshmallows. Dad walked all over me in the ping pong tournament, as usual. And, of course, we opened our presents. But something changed between Jen and I as we sat in the car that day. We had each heard the other say, I love you, in so many different ways, but just didn't understand each other. It seems like such a simple problem now. Perfect 20/20 hindsight. Now a whole year's gone by. A year of finding love notes in my briefcase, helping with the dishes more often, spending more time doing things with the family, just sitting down and talking together, and really listening. It's our way of making sure the love comes through loud and clear. Anyway, another Christmas is here, and the day we nearly froze has turned into a warm memory, one that neither of us will ever let the other forget.
Go on, Dad, open yours.
Go ahead, honey.
Okay. Let's see here. It says, To Dad with love from Mom. All right. There it is.
What is it? Come on, Dad. What is it?
It's a bicycle pump.
You told me last year that's what you wanted.
Oh, honey.